So in a nutshell, that's the challenge that we all face today at this interesting point in history. That's clearly what we've got to do next. We've somehow got to get our act together, and we've got to figure out how to globalize the solutions better so that we don't simply become a species which is the victim of the globalization of problems. Why are we so slow at achieving these advances? What's the reason for it? Well, there are, of course, a number of reasons, but perhaps the primary reason is because we're still organized as a species in the same way that we were organized 200 or 300 years ago. There's one superpower left on the planet, and that is the 7 billion people, the 7 billion of us who cause all these problems. The same 7 billion, by the way, who will resolve them all. But how are those 7 billion organized? They're still organized in 200 or so nation states, and the nations have governments that make rules and cause us to behave in certain ways. And that's a pretty efficient system. But the problem is that the way that those laws are made and the way those governments think is absolutely wrong for the solution of global problems, because it all looks inwards. The politicians that we elect and the politicians we don't elect, on the whole, have minds that microscope. They don't have minds that telescope. They look in. They pretend, they behave, as if they believed that every country was an island that existed quite happily, independently of all the others, on its own little planet, in its own little solar system. This is the problem. Countries competing against each other, countries fighting against each other. This week, as any week you care to look at, you'll find people actually trying to kill each other from country to country. But even when that's not going on, there's competition between countries, each one trying to shaft the next.